Good afternoon, dear listeners, and welcome. This is Yusra Larjoun behind the microphone, your anchor on our daily newscast live from Rim Radio Studios. Joining me today are Iman Dibi on the coverage and Mohammed Ayyubuddin on radio production. Stay tuned for the latest national and international news coverage for the headlines. Russia-Africa Summit, Akhnouch highlights royal vision in strengthening Africa's relations with its various partners. The Kingdom of Morocco condemns persistent incursions by certain Israeli officials into Al-Aqsa Mosque and its Esplanade. Internationally, UN chief urges swift climate action in face of record-breaking heat. Starting off abroad in St. Petersburg, where head of government Aziz Akhnouch highlighted the royal vision in strengthening Africa's relations with its various partners during the second Russia-Africa summit. Speaking at the first plenary session, Akhnouch, who is representing His Majesty the King at this international conclave, noted that the sovereign was the first to stress the need for a change of approach towards the African continent on the part of its traditional partners. Akhnouch highlighted the excellent diplomatic relations between Morocco and Russia, established since the 18th century and strengthened during King Mohammed VI's visit to Moscow in 2016. The strategic partnership between the two countries covers various areas of cooperation, such as agriculture, energy, fisheries, science and technology, culture and higher education too. In the context of international instability and conflicts, Morocco stands for the respect of territorial integrity, adherence to international law, peaceful dispute resolution, and avoidance of the use of force. The Moroccan delegation at the summit led by Akhnouch includes Minister of Foreign Affairs, African Cooperation, and Moroccan expatriates Nasser Bourita and Moroccan Ambassador to Russia Lotfi Bouchara. Back to Morocco, as per a statement from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, African Cooperation and Moroccan Expatriates, the Kingdom of Morocco, under the wise leadership of its sovereign, His Majesty King Mohammed VI, who also chairs the Al-Quds Committee, strongly condemns the ongoing incursions carried out by certain Israeli officials into the revered Al-Aqsa Mosque and its surrounding esplanade. More details with Iman Dibi.
The Kingdom of Morocco, whose sovereign His Majesty the King chairs the Al-Quds Committee, condemns the persistent incursions by certain Israeli officials into the Al-Aqsa Mosque and its esplanade, with the participation of some extremists among their supporters, according to a source at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, African Cooperation, Moroccan Expatriates. The Kingdom of Morocco, on the basis of the consent principles of His Majesty the King Mohammed VI, chairman of the Al-Quds Committee, reiterates its total rejection of all unilateral actions aimed at determining efforts to bring about peace, calls for the maintenance of the legal and historical status established in the city of Al-Quds and Al-Aqsa Mosque, and for the avoidance of all form of exhalation and provocation, the same source added.
Moroccan Culture Minister Mohamed Mehdi Ben Saïd unveiled a series of measures aimed at promoting the film sector in the country during a meeting of the Moroccan Film Center, CCM, Board of Directors. The board approved the establishment of a joint commission consisting of professionals from the film industry and representatives from the ministry to identify and tackle the challenges faced by the sector. The objective is to bolster the cultural industry in Morocco and facilitate investments in this promising domain. Moreover, the minister announced the reintroduction of the National Cinema Day, which will be celebrated annually in October. For the occasion, the CCM will collaborate with cinema professionals to develop a joint program that involves citizens, particularly the younger generation, and incorporates innovative concepts and technologies to revive the appreciation for cinema and film clubs. Furthermore, Minister Ben Saïd shared plans to set up 150 cinemas within cultural centers across the kingdom. This initiative aims to enable the public to access national film productions at a symbolic price, fostering increased interest in cinema attendance. According to local authorities, a tragic incident occurred on Thursday night, resulting in the death of a 17-year-old boy and serious injury to another teenager. The incident involved the explosion of a small gas cylinder that was being used recklessly and irresponsibly during the celebration of Ashura by a group of teenagers. More details with you, Iman.
A 17-year-old boy died, another was seriously injured on Thursday night in the explosion of a small gas cylinder used in a reckless and irresponsible manner by a number of teenagers during the celebration of Ashura, according to local authorities. This teenager threw a small gas cylinder where the fire broke out, causing an explosion that injured two minors. One of them succumbed to his injuries, while the other one is currently in critical condition under the medical supervision. An investigation has been opened by the competent services under the supervision of the Public Prosecutor's Office to clarify the details of the accident and determine legal responsibilities.
Unfortunately, this serves as a sobering reminder of the potential consequences of reckless actions and highlights the importance of ensuring the safety and responsible behavior among young individuals during festive gatherings. Our thoughts go out to the families and loved ones affected by this heartbreaking incident. Moving on to international news, the era of global warming has ended and the era of global boiling has arrived. So said United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres in a speech Thursday at the UN headquarters in New York City, calling on the world to accelerate climate efforts in three crucial areas. Firstly, Guterres stressed the need for ambitious emission reduction targets from G20 nations. He called then for a global breakthrough in investments to protect communities from extreme heat, floods, storms, droughts, and wildfires. In a related report, July is on track to become the hottest month ever.